Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name on tonight, people of God. Bless the name of the Lord. For he's worthy of all of the praises. He's worthy of all of the glory. And here we are at this time in this hour, yet again, ready to give God praise. Amen. We want to say happy Sabbath. Amen to each and every one of you. We have actually entered into the Sabbath of the Lord, a time of rest, a time of reflection, a time to give God thanks, give God praise. Amen. For all that he's done, amen, from all this week, amen. You sit, you reflect, you think, and you give God thanks, and you give God praise. Amen. Take time out of your busy day. Amen. Take time out of your busy schedule. Glory to God. And just stuck with the Lord. Amen. Just stuck with him and tell him of his goodness. Tell him of his love and kindness. Amen. Just tell him how much you love him and appreciate him. Amen. Glory to God. That's how we observe the Sabbath. Amen. Glory to God. We are no longer under the law because we know that Christ came to fulfill the law. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It was fulfilled in him. Amen. But he didn't do away with it. He didn't do away with it. Amen. He just fulfilled it. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are in this day. Amen, Jesus, still remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, keep it sanctified. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. So we just give God thanks today. We give God praise. I just get excited. Amen, I get excited. Amen, when we enter into the Sabbath, I get excited. Amen, I bless the Lord. I thank him. Amen, Jesus, had it not been him on our side, listen, where would we be, people of God? Where would we be? Can you think of where you would be had it not been the Lord? Had he not redeemed you? Had he not, glory be to God, redeemed you from the hand of the enemy? Had he not saved you? Glory to God. Can you think of where you would have been? Amen. Glory be to God. I can think of so many places. Glory to God. And when I think, hallelujah, where I could have been. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, I'm telling you, sometimes situations and circumstances haven't been in. Amen. Listen, people of God, and the enemy wanted to take us out. He not only did he want to take us out, he wanted to take our mind. He wanted to take all remembrance, glory to God, that we had of him. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for this day, people of God. Listen, you better know that you are blessed. You are blessed to be here. You are blessed, glory to God, to be here, amen, at this time. Amen. There are so many people, glory to God, don't even have a mind. Don't even have a mind to serve him. Don't even have a mind, people of God, amen. Just don't know pressures of life. Glory to God has come and broke them down. But here we are in soundness of mind. Amen. Looking unto the hill from which cometh our help. We know that our help comes from the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. We want to welcome you. Welcome each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, Jesus. You know how I get sometimes. I just, as the old folks say, the older generation say, I just get the glad glass. Amen. You ever just really start thinking about the goodness of the Lord? Amen. And you just get really excited. Amen. Your joy gets stirred. Glory to God. When you go on that thank journey, amen, Jesus, when you go on what it could have been avenue, you know what I'm saying? When you go on that avenue or you stand on the corner and you look down that avenue, glory to God, what it could have been, what it should have been, glory to God, and you're standing on the other side, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, listen. If that doesn't make you excited, amen, Jesus, I don't know what does. Amen. And I have a moment, amen, and I thank God for those moments. Amen. Glory to God, because I love him and I appreciate him. Amen, Jesus, and the people of God, I appreciate you. Every one of you that are listening tonight, wherever you're listening from, amen, want to thank our international listeners, wherever you are listening from, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, we're broadcasting in over 59 countries now. So whatever time this broadcast hits your ear, we just want to let you know that we thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for coming to sit in with us, amen, here at the Prayer News Network Global, amen. We're outreach ministry, glory to God, we're all over, amen, Church Without Walls, amen, representing many different ministries, glory to God, but we're all here for a common cause, to lift up the name of Jesus, amen, glory to God, to fellowship, glory to God, one with the other, glory to God, to pray, glory to God, that he would save someone, just as he has extended his saving grace unto us, that he would extend his saving grace unto you, wherever you are, glory to God, if he has pulled us out, amen, Jesus, out of the clutches of the enemy, listen, people of God, it's our prayer, amen, because we are not overcomers, glory be to God, and we know that if he did it for us, he'll do it for you. So whatever situation you may find yourself in, glory be to God, we want to let you know God is able. He's able to bring you out. He's able to save you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to turn your situation around. Yes, sir. And here we are. We believe. Glory to God. We believe with you. Amen, Jesus. You may not physically see us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. But it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. So just know wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, glory to God, whatever situation you may be facing right now, know, glory to God, that there are some redeemed of the Lord, amen, that are on this line, that are believing God with you, amen. We may not know your name. We may not see your face. We may not be in the same location, glory to God, but God is a spirit. Hey! Hallelujah, without walls, without walls, without walls, amen. And we're his ministering spirit, and here we are, assembled ourselves together, amen, glory to God, believing God for the impossible, amen. What may be, amen, seem impossible to you, we are here to tell you it's possible with God, amen. So wherever you're listening from, country you're listening from, whatever state you're listening from, whatever county, glory to God, whatever township, amen, glory to God, wherever you are, amen, Jesus, glory to God, if you're in the mountains, if you're, amen, amen, over the seas, amen, in the isles of the sea, we just want to thank God for you, amen, believe God, amen, believe God for the impossible, amen, as you're listening to this broadcast, glory to God, just put it in your mind, put it in your spirit, what you need the Lord to do, what you're petitioning the Lord for, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, and here we are, faith to faith, oh, yes, and we believe God, amen, so we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen, for each and every one of you, we bless the Lord for you, amen, just thanking him, thanking him, thanking him, glory to God, for he's done so much for us, we cannot tell it all, amen, and he wants to do much for you, he wants to do so much for you, glory to God, and we're grateful, amen, we're grateful for your hour of turnaround, we're grateful for your time of turnaround, now is that time, amen, glory be to God, and we bless the Lord, amen, we bless him, amen, just want to thank God, amen, Jesus, establish our protocol, people of God, and we always establish protocol because, amen, for our listeners, amen, we want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we're just not a wild lion out here, glory to God, that does not have order, does not have headship, amen, glory to God, but we always honor headship, amen, to let you know, amen, that this is a line of order, amen, glory be to God, to let you know, yes, 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 glory to God, because listen, people of God, the anointing flows down. It flowed down Aaron's bill. Amen. It flowed down. It doesn't flow up. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It flows down. And we're under a covering. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, just thanking him. I just want to thank him for my leaders on tonight, as always, amen. Thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, our celestial intercessor, amen. Thanking him tonight, amen, for evangelist, prophetess Paula Everett, glory to God, who was one of our advisors who's not going on to be with the Lord. Want to thank him tonight, glory be to God, for, glory be to God, our senior apostle, glory to God, Samuel Huggins James. Want to thank God tonight, amen, for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop. Want to thank the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking him tonight, Lord God, for all of the leaders, that are represented here, amen, Jesus, that are represented, that are praying for this outreach ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God tonight, as always, for our, glory to God, PNN advisors. Glory to God. Just thanking him. Glory to God. We could not do it without them. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Being able to fit in. Glory to God. Amen. Holding place, holding their time, holding their, glory to God, occupying, glory to God, here on the line. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks. And those that he has sent to help us along the way for our prayer warriors, amen, thanking God for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Everybody, amen, that has a hand in this outreach ministry. Amen. Those that are afar, glory to God. Those that are praying for us, amen, constantly praying, letting us know that you're praying for us. We thank God for you. Amen. Thanking God for all of the leaders, amen, of our advisors that are represented here. Amen, Jesus, giving them the liberty to be able to help in this outreach ministry. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. That's a blessing. Glory to God. Thanking God for them listening in. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking God for, amen, those that are listening in. Amen. Don't have to not ask to speak or whatever at a particular time, but they just come and sit and listen. And we give God thanks and praise. Amen. For the integrity of the line. Amen, Jesus. It's not a jacked up, no sir. It's glory to God. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for his power. We thank God for his ordination. Glory to God. To hold all things straight. Amen. To hold all things in order. So we bless the Lord for it. Listen, people of God, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come. Glory to God. Invite. Amen. Take a moment to text a couple of people, as we always do. Amen. Text a couple of people, 1, 2, or 3. Amen. Jump on a group text. Send the group text. Glory to God, to invite them to come. Amen. We're excited. We're excited about this word that's coming forth on this line. Amen. This word of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For each and every speaker. Amen. That comes to this line. Amen. That comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only one spirit. Amen. But the Lord orchestrates, amen, through his vessels according to what he's placed within them. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful situation. Nobody trying to be anybody else, amen, but coming in their own right, in the power and the authority of God. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. Amen. Again, as I said, I'm just excited. Glory to God. I am excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the Lord. Amen. I love him. Glory be to God. I love him tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, go ahead and get your pen and paper. Amen. Go ahead and get your pen and paper on tonight. Glory to God. We're excited for our speakers tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, who has, amen, Jesus, dedicated himself to be a part of this outreach ministry. Glory to God. We're grateful tonight. We are grateful tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. This man of God, amen, is coming to us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Loves the Lord. Amen. He's an awesome teacher. He's an awesome revelator. Amen. God breathes, amen, fresh upon him. Amen. And we're just grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to tell you more about him. But listen, people of God, we want you to go ahead. Amen, Jesus. Go ahead and, again, get your pen and your paper. Amen, Jesus, because you will be blessed. Amen. You will certainly be blessed on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him. Amen. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. We are getting ready to sanctify our line on tonight. Glory be to God. Getting ready to sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. If you would bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, we're going to shift a little bit on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to ask, amen, Missionary Dorothy Fan, amen, if she would bring our scripture tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, after we sanctify the line, Glory to God. We're going to ask her to come forth with a scripture for us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. People of God, again, go ahead and invite someone to come. Amen. Invite someone to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Come on in and take a seat. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, let us, amen, bring our heart and our mind in on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just excited. Amen. Had a busy day. Glory to God. But here we are at this hour. Here we are at this time. Amen. Communing with the Lord. Amen. Even in busyness. Glory to God. We can do that. We can do that. We can do that. We can tap in. Glory to God. We can tap in. Hallelujah. The Lord has a way. Glory to God. Listen, because he's in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's in us. Amen. Christ in us. The hope of glory. So he's talking to us even when we're busy, even when we're doing something else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He needs no invitation. Hallelujah. He just starts speaking. Glory to God. Spirit to spirit, as the scripture declares, deep calleth unto deep. He starts speaking to the depths of our spirit, and our spirit, ha, glory to God, begins to commune with him. Hallelujah, and we're doing other stuff. Glory to God. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight. Yes, 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 I am. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ready for this bread of life to be, amen, Jesus, that is going to be broken for us on tonight as we sup with the Lord on tonight. Amen. Peter God, pull your hearts and minds in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. The song says, hallelujah. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Not a Christmas song, hallelujah. But it's a worship song. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, hallelujah, let us adore him. Let us adore him, Christ our Lord. For he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will somebody just adore him tonight? Someone, glory to God, come on and just adore him tonight. Glory to God. Come on and adore him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and love on him on tonight. Glory to God. Just come on and bless him tonight.
Hallelujah. In the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Just come on over. Amen. Come on, tap in. Amen. To the sweet worship. Glory to God. Come on and tap in. Glory to God. Amen. And begin to tell the Lord how much you love him. Come on and tap in tonight. Glory to God. Begin to tell him, glory to God, how much you truly appreciate him. Come on and tap in tonight. Come on, hallelujah, tap in tonight. Glory to God. Only you know, glory to God, of what he's done for you. Only you know, glory to God, how good he's been to you. Glory to God. Only you know, glory to God, it's of your testimony tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on and let's worship him tonight. Let's adore him tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, adore him for his goodness on tonight. Adore him for his grace on tonight. Adore him for his long suffering towards us on tonight. Adore him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you. Father, we praise you on tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of the glory. You alone are worthy of the praise. You alone, glory to God, are worthy of the adoration that's due unto your name. For we love you tonight. Father, we love you. We appreciate you tonight. When we give you thanks, we give you praise. And we're assembled here on tonight. We assemble, glory to God, from nation to nation. We are assembled on tonight, oh God, from country to country. We are assembled. Glory to God. We assemble here on tonight, glory to God, asking you, Father, asking you to have your way. Have your way on tonight. Let the all of your anointing fall fresh upon us. Let the all of your anointing, glory to God, break every yoke. Let the all of your anointing, hey, glory to God, hallelujah, fall fresh upon us tonight in thy precious name, oh God. And we're coming tonight, oh God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're coming, glory to God, with thanksgiving upon our lips on tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. Yeah. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. But you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we come tonight to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. Thank you for your keeping power. We thank you tonight, oh God, keeping us from dangers, seen and unseen. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yeah, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Yes, God. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping our families. Thank you for keeping our children. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for keeping our neighbors. Thank you for keeping our nation, oh God. Thank you tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, glory to God, that you didn't allow the enemy to wreak havoc in our lives. But Father, we thank you for your blood covering. We thank you tonight. Thank you for covering us, oh God. Thank you for being a shield. Thank you for being our buckler tonight. We give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Hey, God, I am a fire. But if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise you for your goodness, for your grace. But Father, here we are. Here we are tonight. Here we are tonight. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight, let thy will be done. Let thy perfect will, glory to God, be done in our lives. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one. Look upon us tonight. Look upon our situations. Look upon our circumstances. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight, let thy will be done. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to turn adverse situations, oh God, those things, those situations, oh glory to God, that are not due unto, oh yes, say God, oh yeah, oh God, those situations tonight, oh God, that will wreak havoc in our lives. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for turnaround. Look upon the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon us tonight. Hey, Shekama, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God. Look upon all my Mosaha. Father, look upon the hearts on tonight. Oh, glory to God, the secret places tonight. The secret places tonight. Oh, God, but we open our hearts tonight. We open our spirits tonight. But we trust you, oh, God. We trust you with our lives. And we give you thanks. And we give you praise. And we're thanking you, Lord Messiah. Father, giving you a yes tonight. Giving you a yes, Lord. Giving you a yes, Lord. In the precious name, oh God, we're asking that you would sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us through and through. In that precious name, sanctify us, oh glory to God. Everything that concerns us, oh God, we're asking that you would sanctify tonight. Sanctify and use us tonight. Sanctify and lift us tonight. Sanctify and strengthen us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, draw us nearer tonight. Draw us nearer tonight. Draw us nearer to thee, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for looking on, oh yeah, God. Thank you for looking upon, oh God. Oh God, the petitions tonight. The petitions tonight. The petitions tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Even our situations that are seemingly dead. But Father, we're thanking you for your fresh breath tonight. Thank you for your resurrection breath tonight. To breathe. Hey, God, it reads. Oh, God, to resurrect tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us. Oh, glory to God. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us. Sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify us. Oh, glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, cause us to have glory. Oh, God, to hide ourselves in you. Hide ourselves in you, Father. For we're dead and our lives are hidden. You. Glory to God. Help us, Father. Oh, God. Father, to walk after the Spirit. Oh, God, and not after our flesh. Not what we think, not what we consider. Oh, God, but what you say. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We're thanking you for lifting now. We're thanking you for binding the hand of the enemy. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for lifting now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Yeah, God, for lifting our master. Oh, God, out of every adverse situation. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Yeah, God. Haya, haya. Eko shamaha. In thy precious name, Father, we thank you for healing tonight. Thank you for healing the minds, healing the bodies. Thank you for restoring the souls on tonight. Thank you for reviving spirits on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Thank you for lifting, oh God, for even so, oh God, if you have to reach way down, you're able to pick up your people. You're able to lift your people. You're able. And Father, we're thanking you for doing it now, even now. Even now, even now, we're thanking you, glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for what you've ordained in this hour. Glory to God, all over the world, all over these airwaves. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, bless each and every listener tonight. Bless, hallelujah. Bless, glory to God, miracles. Oh, God, somebody needs a miracle tonight. Father, you do it. Somebody, oh, God, need a miracle. Hey, God, hear my fire. Oh, God, hear the cry tonight. Hear the cry tonight, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Somebody stands in need of a blessing tonight. Father, we're asking that you bless as only you can. Bless as only you can. Bless. Yeah, God, in great measure tonight. And for this, we give you thanks for this, oh, glorious fire. We give you praise. We thank you tonight. For you do all things well. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, now we're asking that you look upon your speaker, oh, God, your manservant tonight. We're asking, Father, that you are master. Hayanana Messiah. Hayanana Messiah.
Oh, God, asking that you bless tonight. Bless him tonight, yeah, God. Breathe upon him, oh, God. Stir even so the word in his belly. Father, we're asking you tonight to do a new thing. Do a new thing. Oh, glory to God, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Bless the word. Breathe upon him, oh, God, in thy precious name. And for this, we give you thanks. We thank you for strengthening him. We're thanking you, oh, God, for clarity. We're thanking you for lead, guiding, and directing. We're thanking you, oh, God, for the heart. Oh, God, that shall hear and the heart that shall understand. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you now. We glorify you. We humble ourselves, oh, God, in this hour. And we say again, oh, God, have your way. Bless again each and every one in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. Yeah, God, as sons of God, we bind the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, we destroy every work. Yeah, Shabbat. In the name of Jesus, every work. Yeah, God, we frustrate the plan of the enemy. We bind now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Let your word have free course tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every heart tonight, say amen, 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 amen tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Hallelujah. We bless him tonight. We bless him. Glory to God for his precious Holy Ghost. We bless him. Glory to God that leads, guides, and directs us unto all truth. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But before the word, amen, Jesus, we're going to have our scripture reading tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading tonight. Amen. By missionary Dorothy Fan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise and praise
the Lord. Giving on to Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. To Minister Bradley, to the PNN prayer warriors, to the PNN advisors. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you that came on tonight. And our scripture reading tonight will be from Matthew 11. I will be reading the 28th to the 30th verse. It says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Hallelujah. I read to you 28 through the 30th verse, and may God add a blessing to the readers of the word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've heard the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let us come tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We pray on tonight, amen, that you have come ready to hear from the Lord on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but again, as I stated, glory to God, I just got the glad. Amen. My heart is anticipating great things from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are tonight. Glory to God. We want you to set your heart. We want you to set your mind, set your spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Clear everything out of the way. Amen, Jesus. As Minister Emmanuel always said, amen. Shut it out. Amen. Glory to God. Everything. Glory to God, but the word of God. Amen. We want to come tonight. We want to hear tonight what the Lord has said and what the Lord is saying to us, his people. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Amen, Jesus, to have back with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. This man of God, I tell you, he's a teacher's teacher. Amen, Jesus. He's all of that. Amen. Glory to God. He's a revelator. Amen. Glory be to God. I mean, he pulls revelations out of nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. But we know it's something. Amen. Glory to God. But we bless the Lord tonight. I had the pleasure, amen, to meet this man of God, amen, many, many years ago. Glory to God. Many, many years ago, amen. And I actually saw this day, amen, Jesus, and he didn't want to receive it. Hallelujah. But I saw this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we are so grateful, amen, for what the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to go all into it. Amen. We're going to let the Holy Ghost speak for himself. How about that? Amen. But I thank God tonight, amen, Jesus, that I was able to work with this man of God. Amen, Jesus. We shared so much together. Amen. I've been so immensely blessed by his ministry. Amen, Jesus, by what God does in his life, what God does through him. Amen. Blessed to be a blessing. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your heart and prepare your minds on tonight. Again, get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Let's hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Tonight, people of God, I present to some, amen, and I introduce to others, amen. Perhaps this is your first time. Glory be to God. Well, we want to tell you, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. And tonight, by way of Atlanta, Georgia, amen, Jesus, by way of Applied Word Ministries, amen. Jesus, Lord God, we want to introduce, present tonight, Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you, man of God. Just press *6, amen, Jesus, and come on over to the platform side tonight. Just press *6.
Praise the Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. It is an honor to be here with you all tonight, just to even share the word and to bless you. And I would like to always open up with prayer and just praise God that worship just got me so going. I'm just so grateful and thankful to God Almighty. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to minister tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the revelation knowledge is going to flow freely and uninterrupted and unhindered by anything, any evil, satanic, or demonic force. Lord God, I pray that you will speak through my vocal cords and you will think through my mind as you walk through my steps and you work through my hands. Father, let it be none of me and all of you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Have your way all over the world. Move on the hearts of those who hear this message. Move on the ears that they may receive, and the hearts and the eyes. Open their eyes, Lord, to see your word, to see what you want them to see, and to know what you want them to know, and to understand what you want them to understand. And Heavenly Father, I lift up every person who's listening right now in the name of Jesus. May your ears be anointed and your eyes be open to see the truth of God's word. I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Thank you all for tonight. Thank you for the opportunity again. And you know what? I just want to just say this one thing I want to say. And God gave me a word this morning. I was doing my devotion. And, you know, there's power in peace. That's the one thing I want to say. There's power in peace. Praise God. Hold on. Hold on 1 second, you all. I need to dial back in.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just got a little connection. Amen. Issue there. Amen. But we thank the Lord, people of God. Amen, Jesus. While we're trying to work this out, amen, Jesus, we just want to remind you again, Lord God, go ahead and get your pen, get your paper tonight, amen, Jesus, because there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. There's a word from the Lord now. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God. So we want to be ready. Amen. We want to be prepared. Glory to God. Get your pen, get your paper tonight, glory to God, so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I believe I'm back on the platform.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Perfect. God bless you. God bless you. That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe that there's power in peace. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. See, that was a perfect example right there. Even with this technology, you know, going the way it wants to go, you know, God already knows. You know, and I just want to say a little part there. You know, in the scriptures it says in the end times, in the last days, that knowledge will be increased. And that's not only knowledge of the Word of God, but that's also tech knowledge. And that's why we're getting all this technology now, all these different things that are changing the world. But to God be all the glory, because you know what? Everything was created by God and for His glory, even this technology. So praise the Lord. God is going to allow His Word to go across these airways through this technology, and people who couldn't hear the Word before are now able to hear it through the Prayer News Network. And I'm grateful to God that I have the opportunity to be a part of that. I want to get everyone right now, I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, I want to just pray and just give you all some information, some understanding, some knowledge, some enlightenment from the Word of God. And I always like to start with the first chapter. Starting out with the first chapter, the book of Ephesians, it talks about Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. By the will of God. Paul was an apostle by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now listen at this. This is Paul. He's writing a letter. This is his epistle. He's writing a letter to the Ephesians, and he's saying, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So that alone tells us right there that both grace and peace come from Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, we are members of the body. This is a letter for us. So I want you to think about it as I read it. This is a letter to me. This is like a letter that God is writing to us, even us today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. God has blessed us. What did he have blessed us with? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, watch this. Let's keep going. According as he has chosen us. So God blessed us, and God also chose us. See, a lot of us think we chose God, but no, God chose us. We think we came to Christ, but no, God wooed us to him. God chose us from, watch it, who has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Wait a minute. God, we were chosen by God in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. Why? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Look at that. Look at that. That's the love of God right there. He blessed us. He chose us. And he also chose us for the reason so that we could be holy and without blame in him. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He predestined us. He chose us. He blessed us. He predestined us. Look at that. He chose us. God chose us. God chose us. God blessed us. And he predestinated us. So we're already blessed. We don't have to try to get blessed. We are blessed because God has already blessed us, because God chose us and he predestinated us. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. His will. Our will had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was God's will to choose us, to bless us, and to predestinate us. That's the love of God right there. You want to know how much Jesus loves you? This is showing it right here. He chose us before the foundation of the world. before we were born, he chose us. To the praise of the glory, to the praise of the glory, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. So wait a minute. God blessed us, God chose us, God predestinated us, and God has made us accepted, which means God has accepted us, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There we go. We have redemption through his blood. You know, I've studied out that word redemption. If you all, I don't know if you all, but some of you all may not understand this. I'm kind of old school myself. But when I was a child, there was this little book. There was a little book called the Green Stamps book. I don't know if you all remember it, but as a child, my mother used to collect these little green stamp books. And then we would take these little green stamps we would get, and we would put these stamps in the book, and we would collect them. And then when we would go to the store, we'd take those little green stamps book and we would buy something, and we'd get like a discount on it. You know, the green stamps book was a redemption. It allowed us to redeem some of that cash back. That's what God is saying. In whom we have redemption through his blood. So if you think about that word redemption, it means to buy back. We have redemption through his blood. What do we mean buying back? Well, we was in sin. God had to buy us back. How did he buy us back? Through the blood of Jesus. What's the currency for our buyback? The blood. The blood. That's why the blood is so important. The blood of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. So wait a minute. We got redemption. Now we got forgiveness. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. So first of all, it was his will to bless us, to choose us, to predestine us. His will, not our will. And now he has accepted us and he has redeemed us. Not our grace, his grace. His grace is the reason that we can come into the body of Christ. His grace is the reason that we can come before God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. His grace. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Okay, what is this mystery of his will? He's made it known to us. Well, he just told us that he blessed us, he chose us, he predestinated us, he accepted us. Look at all these things that God has done for us. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. He purposed this in himself. This is his pleasure to do this. It was his pleasure to bless us, to choose us, and to redeem us, and to accept us into his family. And through the blood of Christ, that's how we are. We are adopted into the family of God. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one, all things in Christ, which both are in heaven and which are on earth. Even in him, we have also obtained, look at this, what we've obtained now. We've obtained this just by being in Christ. These are the things that we've obtained an inheritance, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. This is all about God. This is all about God's plan for us. This has nothing to do with us. God chose us. God accepted us. God predestinated us that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted. Now we're getting to a good part. Now let's go down to verse 12 where we're at, that we should be the praise of his glory, that we should be the praise of his glory.
That's why when we worship him, we come in with worship and praise. We enter into his presence, into his courtyards with thanksgiving and praise. Earlier, that sister was entering in through thanksgiving and praise. I understand it because you can't go in. Praise and God's presence are inseparable. You cannot separate presence of God from the praises of God and vice versa. So if you ever need God to show up, start praising him. You know, part of the ministry that God has placed on for me was I always ask God, I said, God, how do you do this? How do you do the book? How do you do the book? How do you make these words off this page come into your life, into this reality? You know, until this word becomes a life, it will never become a reality. So how do I bring it into my life? What do I do? And that's been my question my whole life. God, how do I work this word? I need to work this word. I need to work it. I'm going to share with you in a few minutes what the Lord said to me, that we should be the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after you heard the word of truth. We didn't trust until we heard the word of truth. You know, in the scriptures, there is a scripture that says, how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear except to be preached? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Now then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So look at the process here. There's a process. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? You can't call on him if you don't believe in him. How can you call on him if you don't believe in him? Now let's say, hold it. How do I believe in him? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You got to hear him to believe in. Once you hear the word, you believe the word. And once you believe the word, you can call on him. How shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher, a teacher, apostle, an evangelist, a pastor? And how shall he preach except he be sent? To send you to preach the word. And when you preach the word, people hear the word. And when they hear the word, they believe the word. And when they believe the word, they call on the word. For whatever situation or whatever circumstance they're involved in, whatever's going on in their life, that's the process that God laid out. So what he's saying in verse 13, in verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also, you being us, you also trusted after. You didn't trust until after you heard the word of truth. How can you trust on something unless you didn't heard about it? You didn't trust until after you heard the word of truth. What's the word of truth? The gospel of your salvation. The gospel that Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one, the one who died on the cross for our sins, who shed blood for our sins, who got raised on the third day, was raised up for our sins, and who's seated right now on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, in heaven, interceding on our behalf. That's what he's doing right now. Right now, he's seated on the right hand of God. He's seated on the right hand. And the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. See, we have an adversary. We have an enemy called the devil or called Satan. That word Satan means the accuser. What do I mean by the accuser? He's accusing God before you, and he's accusing you before God. How does it work? Okay, let me tell you how it works. Right now, he's up there in heaven saying, hey, look at John, man. Look at him, look at him. He don't love you. He ain't doing nothing for you. He out there doing everything that has nothing to do with the word. Look at him. He out there selling drugs. He out there killing somebody. He out there robbing and raping and stealing. And you call him your son. Look at him. He ain't your son. Come on. This ain't your son. Then he'll come to John. Little John, man, why you believe that God's stuff? Why you believing that God's stuff? This word ain't real, man. Come on, man. That book is old, man. Why are you believing in that stuff? What? God? What? Jesus, huh? What you talking about? God don't care nothing about you.
If God cared about you, why did he let this happen? God don't care about why he let you lose your job. Why he let your loved one die. Why he let you go in that car accident. Man, God don't care nothing about you. And he's sitting in the middle. So he's accusing God to you, and he's accusing you to God. That's what he does. That's what he does. He's an accuser. But let me tell you something. We have an advocate sitting on the right hand of God right now in heaven. And I want you to thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you a picture of it. It's like a courtroom, okay? Think about a courtroom, okay? In the courtroom, you got a judge, okay? God is that judge. He's sitting up there on the bench. He's right there. God's the judge, right? Now, then you have two things. You have a defense attorney, and you have a prosecuting attorney, right? So Jesus is our defense attorney. Jesus is saying, look, God. Jesus is saying, Father, I paid the price for that. They're innocent. I shed my blood for that. I don't care what they've done. They're innocent. The accuser, the prosecutor is over there trying to say guilty, guilty, guilty. And Jesus back there saying, you know what? I paid the price. I paid the price for it. I paid the price for it. No matter what he's saying about guilty, the price has been paid when I died on the cross and I shed my blood for every sin they ever could have committed, Lord. That's what he's doing for us right now. And then we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Jesus said, I'm going to send you, God the Father is going to send you a comforter. He's been sent here not only just to comfort us, but to lead and guide us into all truth. So what's the purpose of that? The Holy Spirit is telling us. He's revealing things to us. We got inside information. We're walking around with God on the inside of us. We shouldn't be defeated in anything when we recognize we have the sovereign God of all the heaven and all the earth on the inside of us. That's what that song means. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See? That's how you bring it all together. The Holy Spirit's on the inside of us, and he'll give you inside information. We got sight from within because he's going to speak whatever the Father says. See? So how does this work? Well, you may have an instinct about a person, you know? And thank you, Holy Spirit. You'll have that instinct, and you won't know why. You won't know, something ain't right about them. Something just ain't quite sitting well. Watch this. You don't have no peace about it. I started this with peace is your power. That's absolutely right. Peace is your umpire. You got to let peace rule and reign in your life. This ain't the peace that you get from the world. This is the peace Jesus gave us. This is that peace that surpasses all understanding. This is that peace that you have when you should be going out of your mind. Because all hell is breaking loose all around you. Nothing ain't working. Nothing is working. And you're wondering, where's God? Where's God? God, where are you? Where are you, God? God says, I'm right here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am right here on the inside of you. I just want you to yield to me. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest, just like the scripture reading for today. I'll give you rest. I want you to rest not in you. Rest in me. Understand that no matter what it looks like, I got you. I got this. And sometimes we have to put God in remembrance of my words. Sometimes, you know, I've been in situations, I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this. I haven't a clue. I don't know how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, with whom you're going to use. And to be honest, I don't care. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's on you. It ain't on me because I'm going to try and I'm going to rest and trust. And that's what brings my peace on. So let's keep reading, going back down to number 13. In whom we also trusted, after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also we believe, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Look at that. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. What does he mean, the earnest of our? That word earnest means like a down payment. God said, you know what, I'm going to put the Holy Spirit in you as down. You're going to have it all, but I'm going to just leave the Holy Spirit as your comforter, as your teacher. See, the Holy Spirit is here to, sent here to teach us, too. Before you even get into the scripture, before you even read the Bible, every day before I read the Bible, I say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Because he's been sent here to lead and to guide us into all truth. And he's going to speak whatever the Father says. See, we have a comforter, a teacher,
on the inside of us. He's right there just waiting for us to ask him to help us. A lot of times when I'm dealing with something at my job or dealing with something personal, I say, help me, Holy Spirit. A quick prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Every prayer has to be signed with the name of Jesus. You know why? Because the only way I have a blood-bought right to come into God's presence is because of the blood of Jesus. If Jesus had never died on that cross, we all was doomed to hell. But we have a blood-bought right to call him Abba, Father. We have a blood-bought right to come into his presence. May his name be sanctified, set apart, praised, and adored. We have a blood-bought right. That right came through the blood of Jesus. That's why we can enter into his presence. That's why we can boldly go before his throne of grace and find help and mercy in our time of need. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love unto all the saints. This is Paul. Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayer, in my prayers. So Paul is saying, I'm praying for you all. Now listen to what he says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. This is what Paul is praying. And this is what we're seeing today. Paul is praying these prayers for us, for the body of Christ, for everyone who comes into the body of Christ. Cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, look at that, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. We are the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Look at that. The greatness of his power is to usward who believe. God is sovereign. There is nothing God does not know. Let me tell you something. If there was something God didn't know, he couldn't call himself God. If there was someone who had more power than God had, he couldn't call himself God. If there was somewhere God couldn't be at a certain time, he couldn't call himself God. He's got to be the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise God. That's why we trust in him. That's why we rely on him. See, man thinks he has power, but man doesn't have power. We have the power is on the inside of us. And God says, you get in my book. You get in those scriptures. You begin to learn of me, and then you will understand who you are. We got to understand who we are. We got an identity crisis. We don't know who we are. We don't know who we are in Christ. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. There it is. There it is. Set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Watch this. Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Christ is above all principality, all power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things, God has put all things under his feet. Put all things under Christ's feet. First he set him up above all principality, power, and dominion. Then he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all who we are. That's who we are. That's exactly who we are. And we've got to start acting out on who we are. And in order to do that, we have to develop a relationship with Christ. But in order to develop a relationship with Christ, we have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, I'm going to share this last thing because I believe in application. I always ask God, I say, Lord, how do I do this? And I remember asking the Lord, how do I do this? And God said, I want you to begin to pray Ephesians 1 prayer. Pray it over every family member that you know that don't know Jesus. Pray it over every friend that you know that don't know Jesus. Pray it over every coworker that you know that don't know Jesus. I want you to begin to pray this prayer over them. So I begin to pray this prayer over my brother. And I'm going to tell you something interesting happened. God always answers prayer. God always answers prayer. And I'm no one special. You all could talk to God the same way I talk to God. And do I actually hear a voice? No. What I hear is the word speaking back to me. Because when you take the time to spend time in this word is alive. It's not like any other book on the earth. It's alive. It speaks back to you. And I said, Lord, help me. How do I do this? He said, I want you to pray this prayer over your brother's life. And I wasn't sure if my brother was saved or not. And my brother, praise God, died a couple of years ago now, a few months ago, actually about a year. And I knew he was saved. It blessed me because I know where he's at. And there were times that we would actually talk about death. And I would say, look, Sean, if you go there before I do, say hello to Dad, man, because I'm telling you, I know you ain't going to want to come back here because it's off the chain down here. But at least I know where you will be, and I'll see you again one day. And I prayed this prayer for him. He didn't know it. I didn't know he was saved, but I'm going to tell you what happened. And what I did, I put his name everywhere I would see things like us. And I'm going to go over this last chapter one more time and show you how I prayed. This is the way I prayed. I said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed Sean, where it says us, who has blessed Sean with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen Sean in him before the foundation of the world, that Sean should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated Sean unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, wherein he has made Sean accepted in the beloved, in whom Sean has redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards Sean in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto Sean the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also Sean has obtained an inheritance, being predestinated to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that Sean should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom Sean also trusted after Sean heard the word of truth, the gospel of his salvation, in whom also after that Sean believed, that Sean was sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherein Sean also, after Sean heard the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Sean ceased not to give thanks for Sean, making mention of Sean in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto Sean the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see how it's flowing? That the eyes of Sean's understanding will be enlightened, that Sean may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards Sean who believes, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I prayed that prayer, and I kept praying. See, I just simply the word of God back to God. These are his words, not mine. The power is in his word, not mine. The power is in his word, not mine. And I'm grateful that the power is in his word. Because in our words mean nothing, but his words are alive. And his words can get in your life and change and rearrange your life. To make a long story short, within 2 weeks, my brother and I was praying the prayer of salvation. He got saved. And it just blessed me so much. I was like, God, you answered that prayer. Now, God will always answer prayer. It ain't going to always be in 2 weeks or what time. There's no time limit on God. We live in time. God lives in eternity. In eternity, time doesn't exist. See, everything we do is based on time. We eat at a certain time. We sleep at a certain time. We wake at a certain time. Everything, we go to work at a certain time. We get off at a certain time. Everything we do is time. It's based on time. God is not moved by time. God ain't moved by time. God lives in eternity. In eternity, time doesn't exist. Jesus stepped out of eternity and into time on this earth for a certain period of time, and then he stepped out of time back into eternity. So God is not moved by time. That's why I asked God, well, Lord, why you got to wait till the last minute to do it? I ain't moved by time. God can do it whenever, however, whomever, whatever he wants because he God. He's sovereign. Everything was created by him. Remember, we didn't create him. He created us for his glory. Everything was created by God, for God, and for his glory. So I want to end on that, and I just give you praise and glory and honor. And, Father, how grateful we are for this word. How grateful we are that you are sovereign. There is nothing that you don't know. There is nothing you can't fix. You are the God of impossibilities. For some of you all out there listening right now, you're in an impossible situation. You don't know what to do, but God knows what to do. God knows exactly what to do. You're thinking you're in an impossible situation. Some of you all need to be healed. You think God can't heal you? You think God don't know every mystery and every secret? God knows everything. Well, he created it all. He created it all. We're the creature. Here's the creator. He's the creator. There's only one creator, and that's God. We don't create anything. We can't create anything. Why? Because to create means you got to make something from nothing, and we can't do that. That's what Ecclesiastes is telling us, you know. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. All we do is we take things that exist, and we redefine it and make it into something else, like Uber. Uber's a taxi. Lyft is a taxi. You know, you can call it Uber in 2020. You can call it a taxi in 1970. It's still a taxi. Somebody gets in the car, drives somebody else somewhere, and they get paid for it. It's a taxi. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes clearly tells us the word is true. The word is true. There's nothing else. I'm going to give you all another nugget. There's a nugget in the scriptures, and I ask God, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that, let's see, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be summer and winter, day and night, seed time and harvest time. Don't take my word for it. Look in the book. Look it up. You'll find it. Look at that. As long as the earth remains, there's going to be summer and winter. I remember reading that once. And I said, Father, wait a minute. Summer and winter, day and night, seed time and harvest time. Well, what happened to fall and spring? He said nothing about fall and spring. He said summer and winter. And we wonder why the seasons are running together now. You can't tell fall from winter. You can't tell spring from summer. But I'm here to tell you, as long as the earth remains, according to the word of God, there's going to be summer and winter, day and night, seed times and harvest time. So summer and winter is going to be here. I don't know about fall and spring. They may have existed in 1970, 1980, 1990, 1960. But it's starting to look like they ain't going to exist much longer in 2020, 2021, and above and beyond, because we cannot tell the difference anymore. And we wonder why. Look in the word of God. Thy word is truth. There's no other truth on the earth but the word of God. And I'm going to end it at this. So if any of you today are interested in becoming a Christian, interested in giving your life to Christ, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to pray. Pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for giving me your word. Thank you for allowing me to hear your word. I believe. You said, how shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear except they be preached? And how shall he or she preach except they be sent? You've heard the word. Now you need to believe the word. And you call on Jesus to come into your life. Ask him into your life right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my life. I am a sinner and I want to be saved. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me this day, Lord God. Save me. I want to be a part of your family. Use me. Change my life. God will accept you right where you're at. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've done or what you have not done. God wants your life. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be a part of his family. He loves you unconditionally. It has nothing to do with what you have done or what you have not done. It all has to do with accepting his son, Jesus. Accepting that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for your sins. The word of God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You don't have to do nothing to be sin. You don't have to do nothing to sin. Just by being born, you were born in sin. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, in sin I was born. In my mother conceived me, in iniquity I was born. See, we were born into sin. That's why we got to get born again into righteousness. So praise God. I thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to minister to your sheep. Lord God, save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Spirit everyone who heard this message today. And if they need to rededicate their life to you, then give them the opportunity to rededicate their life to you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And Father, how grateful we are that you have allowed us privilege and the honor of having your Holy Spirit on the inside of us, of leaving us the scriptures, your word. How grateful and honored we are to have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, seated on your right hand now, defending us against every accusation that Satan is throwing before us. Thank you for being the sovereign God of all the heaven and all the earth, the one true and living God, the great I am. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister, are you there? Hello? Praise God. Hello?
Praise God.
Praise God, man of God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Miss Emmanuel.
Sister, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can. Let's see. Hold on a minute.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word. Amen. Apologize. My phone was on mute, but thank God. Amen. Tonight for the word of God coming through. Amen. Our speaker tonight, knowing that we have been chosen by God. And truly that is a blessing to know that God had chosen us from the foundation of the world. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. I want you to know that, amen, God, he loves us. As the speaker before stated, God loves us. God, he cares all about us. Amen. He knew us from the beginning. Amen. From the world. Amen. So we just praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. After hearing the word of God, amen, maybe somebody's on the line tonight. Amen. You want to experience, amen, God's love. Amen. Maybe you heard about, amen, his love, but you want to try it for yourself. Amen. Knowing that God, amen, he is real, and his love for you is so real. So tonight we're going to ask, amen, our preacher, amen, if you will come back to the platform again, amen, and offer prayer salvation to, amen, someone that may be on the line, amen. And afterwards, amen, if you could take any special prayer requests that any listener may have tonight. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Well, praise God. Praise God. If anyone has any special questions, I'll be more than happy to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus. And you're welcome to just say it and just talk to us right now and just let us know if there's anyone who has any special prayer requests. And also, if anyone wants to, most importantly, give their life to Christ, because that's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus and knowing him. Amen.
Amen, people of God, we are taking prayer requests at this time. As, amen, the man of God said, if you have a prayer request, please come to the platform, amen, and make your request known.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, sister.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer for my cousin. I heard today that he was in ICU. I know he had problems with diabetes and poor circulation, and I knew that they were going to, you know, cut his foot off. But he, some kind of way, came and he ended up in ICU. So I would like to request prayer for George Oliver Jr. I thank
George.
You all. God bless you.
Okay. Heavenly
thank
Father,
you.
Thank you. We'll do it right now. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I'd like to lift up right now Brother George Oliver. In the name of Jesus, I like to lift him up right now. He's in the ICU, Lord God. You know all things. You know what's going on with his body, Lord God. You know what's going on with his situation. And Father, you have doctors available and ready to do what they need to do, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I lift him up right now in the name of Jesus, and I pray first and foremost that your peace rule and reign on the inside of his heart. Let him not be concerned or worried or just wondering what's going to happen. Give him a sense of peace and rest, knowing that you and you alone are sovereign, that you are the God of impossibilities. Give him a sense of peace and rest that he don't have to worry, that you know exactly what's going on with him and with his body, Lord God. I stand in agreement right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with this sister who's requested this prayer for him. You said when two or more shall agree as to touching anything, there you are in the midst, and it shall be done. Heavenly Father, we stand in agreement right now in the name of Jesus, and I speak to every organ and every tissue of George Oliver's body. I pray that those organs and tissues operate in the function and the perfection to which you created them to operate in, Lord God. And I pray that by the stripes of Jesus, George Oliver is healed, because Jesus was wounded for George's transgressions. Jesus was bruised for George's iniquities. And the chastisement of George's peace was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, George Oliver is healed, Lord God. Father, I thank you that your will be done in this situation, in this circumstance. I give you glory and honor and praise, and thank you for the opportunity, the privilege, and the honor to come before your throne and to intercede on the behalf of George Oliver. I pray that he will come out of this with nothing missing and nothing broken. I pray not only healness, but wholeness, Lord God, that he will be drawn closer and closer to you.
Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Do we have any more prayer requests at this time? Are there any other prayer requests at this time? The platform is now open. Amen. If there is anyone for salvation tonight, amen. If there's anyone listening and you want to receive the Lord as your Savior tonight, after hearing the word of God, amen, knowing that God, amen, he loved you from the foundation of the world, amen, you can come forth at this time, that the man of God, and we can touch and agree and lead you to, amen, prayer, amen, to Christ at this time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, if not, amen, man of God, if you want to go ahead and just, amen, amen, close us out with prayer, amen. There's no one else coming for any prayer requests at this time.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God, brother. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, and how grateful we are that we have the opportunity to come into your presence this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every one who not only heard this message, but who also has requested prayer, and even those who did not get the opportunity to request prayer all over the world, Lord God. Father, I pray and lift up every person who's listening right now. And I also pray, Lord God, and lift up the leadership of this great ministry, the Prayer News Network. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to use this network in a mighty way, and that many will be saved through this network. That, Lord God, I pray that you continue to bless everything the leaders of this network does, Lord God. You said in your word, though your beginnings are small, your latter end shall surely be great. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for birthing this great platform in the earth during this time, at this moment, in this season. For you know exactly what you're doing, Lord God. You know exactly how to reach billions all over the earth through this platform. And Lord God, even though it may seem small now, you're doing a great and mighty work in nations that go beyond borders. There are no borders with you. You are a global God. You created the whole world, not just us in the U.S., but all over the world. And Heavenly Father, I pray that those in other languages, Lord God, will also begin to understand your word. Your word is universal. Your word is universal because you are a universal God. You are the one true and living God. There is no other. Heavenly Father, as we leave this platform this day, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We count it done. Amen. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Thank you for coming. Amen. And making yourself available for the master's use. Amen. We certainly appreciate the word of God tonight. Amen. And it's just a blessing to know that God, that he loved us that well. Amen, that he loved us even before, amen, we was even thought of and thought about. But God, he had us in on his mind. He said, I know the plans that I have for your life. Amen, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. So we thank God for that peace, amen, that God has given us, that perfect peace as you was talking about. And it is a wonderful feeling to have peace of mind. Amen. Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling to know that you could just, amen, lay back and just, amen, know that God is going to handle your situation. God is going to take care of your needs and supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. This is why God tells us to let not our heart be troubled because, amen, he got it all in control. So we thank God tonight for the peace of God. That's a passive all understanding. Amen. Yes. We just thank you for coming tonight once again. Amen. And sharing, amen, amen, the word of God with us. And even, amen, breaking the word of God down to us so that we can, amen, leave this line with, amen, a better understanding, amen, about who God really is. Amen. It's good to get understanding. And all that again, and we got to get an understanding. We got to know who we serve. Amen. We got to really know, amen, who we serve. We serve a mighty, mighty, awesome God. So we just thank God for you once again. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. We believe God for the healing. We believe God for deliverance. Amen. We believe, amen, that the perfect will of God is going to be done. Amen. Yes. And all we have to do is accept, amen, the will of God. Amen. Yes. It's easy, amen, to, amen, go against the will of God, but it's even better when we accept the will of God. Amen. Thy will be done. Amen. Yes. So God's will has been done this night. Amen. Through you, man of God. Amen. God is pleased. Amen. And one thing about it, we can walk away. Amen. Look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Yes. So people of God, we want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Please get a copy, amen, of tonight's, amen, broadcast and message. Amen. You're going to need this, amen, this word of God. You're going to need, amen, all that God has given out tonight. Amen. We're going to need it to help you along the way. Amen. So we're going to ask you, amen, to text us. Amen. If you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we have two numbers we're going to give you. The first number is area code 912-257-3918. Once again, the first number is 912-257-3918 to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are tuning into this broadcast from other countries, amen, you too are available, amen, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us using WhatsApp. Using WhatsApp, the number is 678-608-7234. Please text us, request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. When you get the copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we ask you so many times, please don't keep it to yourself. Amen. If it's so good for you to get it, amen, then it's great for somebody else to get it too. Share the word of God. Share this hope of the gospel with somebody that you know and use this word. Amen. Because we all, amen, need a word from the Lord. One word from the Lord can change our situation. Amen. We believe God just like that. One word. He's just that powerful. One word can work a miracle. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. Once again for you, man of God. Amen. We certainly appreciate you. Amen. And before we turn it back over to you, we want to pray, amen, over you that God will strengthen you. But also before we, amen, when we turn the platform back over to you, amen, if you don't mind giving us your information, amen, where, amen, you could be found, amen. I don't know if you're on any social, amen, where if people could follow you. But however, if you have any information to share where people can, amen, if people are interested in, amen, knowing more about you and your ministry, if you could share that with us as well, amen, we'll be glad, amen, that you do so. Amen. So we just praise God once again for you. Amen. We, once again, as always, we hope that this won't be your last time. Whenever you have time, amen, and you have us on your mind, amen, please come on to the Prayer News Network, amen, and help us to lift up and exalt the name of Jesus because he is worthy, amen. We serve a great God, amen, and we're trying to spread this message, amen, to a dying, lost world, amen. The world is in trouble. They need a Savior, and he's the only one. He's the only one that can deliver. Amen. So we're doing what we can do, amen, to reach the souls of men all over the globe. Amen. And with your help, amen, and the help of other believers, amen, we can reach as many as God allow us to. Amen. Yes. So, amen, we want to pray with you and pray over you. Amen, man of God.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. Father God, we thank you for this night that has been ordained by you. We thank you for our chosen vessel tonight that you have allowed to come forth and declare your word even unto the hearers on this line tonight. Father God, we say thank you. We thank you for this great love, oh God, that has been extended unto us. Father God, we just thank you for loving us. In time past, we wasn't even a people, but now are we the people, oh God. And for that, God, we just rejoice in your word. We thank you, God, for loving us. Oh, unconditionally, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will look on the man of God. We pray that you will continue evermore touch him. Oh, God, touch his body, strengthen him from the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. We pray that you will make ways for him, God. We pray that you will just do great things in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, take him to places that never even he even imagined. Father God, do things. Show yourself mighty. Oh, God, show him great and mighty things that he know not of. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to give him great revelation of your word. Give him insight of your word even the more, oh, God, that he may share this knowledge with, oh, God, your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for we have need to be taught. Teach us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done in each one of our lives. Have your way even in his life, God. Bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry. Father God, you are the head. You are the provider. You are the increase. You give the increase in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray right now that you continue to open up doors for him, that he may be able to utter your word in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, we count it done by faith. It's already done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And thank God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And once again, we thank God for you, man of God. We certainly appreciate you. Amen. We are neighbors. Amen. Understand you are in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. Amen. I reside in Atlanta, Georgia myself. Amen.
Okay.
So you never know what God, amen, can do, amen, through this. Amen. So like I said, we just, amen, look forward to having you back on our platform once again. Amen. And we're going to turn this platform back over to you for the last dance. And for the blessing of the line, amen, for our benediction. But, amen, like I said, man of God, if you have any information, amen, that you can share where people can, amen, find you, amen, follow you, listen to you, however it be, amen, you can share with us at this time. Amen. God bless you once again, man of God. We love you. We thank God for you.
Praise God. I appreciate it, brother. I'm grateful to God. I'm just really just kind of getting started. I'll have a little bit more information about the ministry at the next setting. I'm trying to just stay consistent and do this on Friday nights on the Prayer News Network. I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I'm just going to do what God is leading me to do and just try to just focus on him and his word and keep my eyes and my on Jesus and keep my heart on Jesus and keep my ears on Jesus, everything, Lord God. And I'm just grateful and thankful. Thank you so much for the prayer. Thank you for the opportunity to minister here. And, Lord God, I just ask that you continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless this man of God. Brother, you got a mighty ministry on the inside of you yourself, and I'm grateful for that as well. And you just continue to do what God is calling you to do. And what I've learned is just you just lean into it. You don't try to figure it out. You just go with the flow, and I mean the Holy Spirit flow. You let the Holy Spirit do whatever he's leading you to do, because God's way is always the right way, you know. And his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And that's the truth. And I've learned that over the years and continue to learn it every day. And just maintain your peace. You know, God wants us to walk in peace, not in pieces. And the way we do that is we rest and we trust in him and whatever he wants us to do. And for all of you all that are listening, I pray that the rest of this weekend will be a wonderful, glorious weekend. You know, I know this is they celebrating, the world celebrate this weekend as the 4th of July, Independence Day, or Day of Freedom. But I'm here to tell you that the freedom of Christ is even better. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I'm grateful and thankful for all of the freedoms that Christ has given us. So you guys have a blessed weekend and just walk in peace and rest and trust. When something try to rally you this weekend, just choose to trust God. Say, God, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out. I ain't even try to figure it out. I'm just going to rest and trust in you. Even if you have to pray that prayer and say, help me, Holy Spirit, give me peace. This peace that God gives us is going to pass your understanding. You ain't going to understand why you're at such peace. And I've lived that. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely amazing when you choose to do that, how God shows up and shows out. Father, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone that's listening, Lord. And Father, I pray that everyone who goes forth this night and throughout this weekend and throughout next week, that their lives will never be the same again, that they will learn to trust you and walk in your word. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to bless me to be here on Friday nights. I would love to continue on this Prayer News Network, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We receive it in Jesus' name, and we look forward to, amen, having you back again. Amen. And I like it. Rest in peace and not in pieces. Amen. Right. God bless you. Amen. God bless. So, people, God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We know you have been blessed. Amen. Take the word of God in here, and your soul shall live. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., we'll be back doing it all over again. Amen. Join us and bring somebody with you. God bless you. From the Prayer News Network family, we love you, but God loves you best. Until tomorrow night, blessings be upon you. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.